This is Natalie indicating a follow-up paragraph notation in Johnson, J.O.H., N.S., and Gilbert, G.I.L.B.E.R.T., date of birth 2/27/1954, place which occurred Charles Lee, date of service 9/26/2023. Patient seen today as a follow-up and nursing rehab. Patient was noted to have dehydration for the last few weeks of his evaluation. By me, we gave him some IV fluid, and after completing IV fluid, he woke up more alert. But for the last 2 days, that are reported by the nursing staff, the patient has been not eating enough. And I was asked to see the patient again. When I came to see the patient, he's lying on the bed. He is confused, he's not eating enough. But he was able to answer the question. He's awake and alert, oriented, and want to do only. He has significant memory deficit. Patient has no vomiting, no fever, no chills. IV fluid was restarted again, and at present, the patient has been confused. Past medical history, number one, CVA, number two, hypertension, number three, diabetes, blood, history of COVID, history of UTI, TTR, CKD, allergies, not known, social history, nursing, or resident, nervous system, no headache, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion, and no bleeding, no hematuria. Detail of a system, not able to obtain properly, patient is confused and not answering any question. Examination, patient is awake, he's confused and disoriented. Blood pressure, 138/76, blood sugar 185. Oxygen saturation is 97%, pulse is 90, respiration 18. Hydrated pneumocolic, isenteric, next upper, no JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, no bleeding, heart test, next two, abdomen is soft, non-tender, Boston pulse, extremity, no edema, neuros, he's awake, confused, disoriented, not answering any question properly, he's awake, and alert, and at one. Lab reviewed by me, medications reviewed. Neuro is confused and disoriented. Assessment patient has cognitive impairment. He's forgetful, disoriented, he's confused. Number two, dehydration. Number three, poor oral intake. Number four, CVA. Number five, diabetes mellitus. Number six, CKD. Number seven, hypertension. Plan of care will monitor the pharmacy closely. Patient start an IV fluid for hydration. And all his current medication will be continued as tolerated. Next line. I call the patient a significant other to the next of kin listed in the nursing home contact. I also discuss the social worker who was present. We call the family together. Patient, the next of kin, has decided patient to be full code. And we discuss with the regarding G2 feeding, and she wants the G2 feeding to be placed because patient has been not eating. And had discussed dehydration and failure to thyroid. I have called the GI also, Dr. Kocher, PHOKHAR, for consultation regarding feeding tube placement. And once the aims are done, in the meantime, he will be continuing IV fluid, the monitor, and close his hydration status, electrolytes. Here can discuss the nursing staff, and also the social worker. Thank you.